The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris made their first public appearance together since the election. They made it yesterday honoring our nation's veterans at the Veterans Day ceremony at Arlington Cemetery. Madam Vice President Harris, such a class act. I mean, you know. Move forward. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So here's the question, Steve. I know your answer is going to make me laugh. That's why I'm already laughing before I ask it. So here's the question. Would you still work or show up at your job knowing you're about to leave? Or have you ever quit a job without notice? That's for all the guys, but Steve.
When you say quit a job without notice, what you mean? Like went in there and quit that day?
Didn't give
them
2 weeks.
That's how I quit all mine.
See, I knew it.
Every last one of them. I ain't I'm not finna give you 2 weeks to treat me bad and all this here. No, hey man, listen here. I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm gone. I went to my locker and everything. I had everything in the box, the bag. It wasn't no. I'm finna go. I'm gonna tell you this. Then I'm gonna go get my stuff. Uh-huh. Nah, you ain't finna try nothing tricky with me. Matter of fact, I'd have set most of my stuff in the car, came back in, and made the announcement, so I could just get to this car and get the hell out of here.
You gonna notice I ain't there. That's what the notice is. You gonna notice I ain't showed up.
Yeah, and like as far as Kamala going to with Joe, you know, I mean, that's just decency. But like Joe, my question for Joe, why Joe Biden always look like he looking somewhere else? He don't never look like he paying attention to nothing. He always look like he looking somewhere else. And you know, man, like now they got this theory where they think that Joe Biden should retire from office so she could become president and become the 47th president and the first female and all this. It ain't nobody finna do all that. That's not even logistic. They can stop all that theory right now. A lot of women trying to push for Joe Biden to step down, retire right now. Now, just go and ride it out, because Trump coming, y'all. Yeah. Trump is coming.
It's done. It's a wrap. He's our president.
You know, people over here asking me, they going, Steve, so did your guy win? Should we say congratulations? I said, no, not really. I didn't vote for him. I said, but you know, because I'm over here, so I got to, you know, be mindful of how I talk. So I said, you know, look, we're in a democratic society. We have to accept the results of our election. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the president, and hopefully he does better. I say, I am concerned, though, about the common man in our country, because I don't think he's going to tend to them at all. Really?
Yeah. Well, if history repeats itself,
I mean, he didn't do nothing for nobody before.
Yeah. What? You don't change?
Yeah.
I'm going to treat this like a hurricane and hunker down.
Yeah.
Hunker down.
It is what it is, and we move on. So, Junior, did you quit? You just walk off your job anytime? Have you ever done that?
That's how I got into comedy.
What happened?
That's how I got into comedy, quitting Monarch Paint Company. They was all in the air conditioning.
You worked at Monarch?
Yeah, I was living paint to the prison. I come back in, everybody in the air conditioning, and I'm the only black person working here. So I just walked out.
Boss, you was doing what, Junior?
I said, well, I did.
You was delivering paint to the prison.
Yeah, he's delivering paint to the prison.
You run all the way down there from Houston to Huntsville?
To down to Rosharon.
Rosharon?
Yeah.
That was before Buckies. They ain't even had no, you ain't had no where to stop.
No, I wasn't no Buckies.
Quag before Buckies.
So what made you quit? You said junior. What happened? What made
Because I was
quit?
Only black working there. So all the white people in the air conditioning, my black ass coming in from the prison sweating in Houston heat. And then they looked at me talking about, go on, make another run for us. I went to the car. Took a couple of buckets of paint with me on the way out, too. I did that, too. Got some oil bank paint. Put that in the trunk. Then I drove, and they said, hey,
that's good,
where you at? The truck's still outside. I said, I'm on my way home. Because he said, you can't quit. I said, well, I did. I'm on Beltway 8 right now. So, you can go and best believe I didn't quit. And then I was mad when I got in the comedy, and they gave me $35 the first night. I said, I need to go back to that job. What?
You ain't stealing no paint, dog.
What? Quit that.
All right, guys.
I think that's a rule, though. When you quit a job, you're supposed to steal something.
I've never left that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never left a job. I ain't taking nothing. Ain't no way in here.
All right. Let's get to this Yellowstone story. Kevin Costner has admitted that he is in no rush to watch the mid-season premiere of his show, Yellowstone, adding that he not only just learned it even returned the other day. We all love Kevin Costner, first of all. Then we love his character on Yellowstone, John Dutton, the family's patriarch. Kevin posted a video on IG on his page saying that he won't be returning to Yellowstone for the final half of season 5. Costner went on to say, quote, see you at the movies. He is currently filming a Western. So there you go. Yeah. I know. And I love Yellowstone. Love all the characters. But he's why I watched it.
He's been filming some Westerns, though.
He's why I watched it.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, man, Hollywood, man, they funky, man. They funky. You know, they get their money and they schedule set and their ego and we're not allowing you. And then they got these egos where you're going to take off from us to shoot a movie?
Yeah.
Man, the dude is a movie star.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
yeah.
If you do that, we'll write you out of the scene.
He made Yellowstone.
He is Yellowstone.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't even be watching it if it wasn't for Kevin Costner.
But you know, but that's after they done made all their money and got their ratings. You can do that now. And that's how they treat people, man. Once they don't need you no more, man. That's why, man, you can't put your faith in this system, bro. Cannot put your faith in this system.
Wow.
They need Kevin Costner, though.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.